American popular music has lost a giant. Burt Bacharach has died. He was 94.
Bacharach was a Grammy and Oscar-winning composer behind many hit songs. What the World Needs Now, Walk On By, and Raindrops Keep Falling On My Head.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling, so I just did.
Burt Bacharach wrote melodies that appealed to generations of listeners. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Seems fair to say just about everyone has heard a Burt Bacharach tune.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
When there is always something there to remind me.
'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by.
Burt Bacharach's songs were productions. He added horns and strings. Bacharach and his partner, lyricist Hal David, worked out of New York's famed Brill Building in the 1960s. Their star vocalist was Dionne Warwick.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long.
Bacharach songs might sound simple, but there's nothing simple about them. Dionne Warwick told the BBC, Bacharach had his own way of structuring a song.
It was almost as if I was taking an exam every time I sang one of Bacharach's melodies.
Because Bacharach was known to change up a song's tempo or time signature without even realizing it.
He had no regard whatsoever for time signature. If he was writing a song in 4/4 time, which is common time, to throw a 7/8 bar in there meant nothing to him. I mean, if that's the way he felt, that's what he wrote.
It was Dionne Warwick who pointed out to Bacharach that the time signature of his song, Anyone Who Had a Heart, is constantly changing.
Anyone who ever loved, could look at me and know that I love you.
The music speeds up and then slows down and then speeds up again, unusual for a pop song in the early 1960s. Of course, Warwick makes it sound effortless. Burt Bacharach grew up in Queens, New York. His father worked in the men's clothing business and later as an author and syndicated newspaper columnist. His mother was an amateur painter and musician. She insisted her son practice cello, drums, and piano. As a teenager, young Burt snuck into jazz clubs to see Dizzy Gillespie and Count Basie. He studied with renowned classical composer Darius Milhaud. Bacharach told NPR he was afraid the composer wouldn't like a piece he wrote for the class because it didn't fit into the modern style they were learning.
I was very, very reluctant when it came to the second movement because it was quite melodic instead of being harsh and dissonant and avant-garde. And he took me aside afterwards. And maybe he sensed what I felt. His observation was, never be ashamed of something that's melodic, that one could whistle. And I said, wow.
What do you get when you fall in love?
Infectious melodies with a tinge of melancholy. Bacharach songs were on the radio during a tumultuous time. The Vietnam War, civil rights protests, assassinations. There's an ache in the songs he wrote with Hal David.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
As an adult, Bacharach was a known charmer and something of a playboy. He married 4 times, but he also knew loneliness. He told NPR that he didn't have a lot of friends when he was a teenager.
I do remember going into at Times Square every New Year's Eve, taking the subway from Forest Hills, by myself, and just standing amongst hundreds of thousands of people. Never went with a friend. Not that I had many friends to go with.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Burt Bacharach did not let age slow him down. When he was in his 70s, he worked with Elvis Costello and Dr. Dre. In his 80s, he was still performing at rock festivals and at the White House. He and Hal David had a falling out in the early 1970s when they worked on Lost Horizons, a movie that flopped. They didn't speak except through lawyers for nearly 10 years. Eventually, they made up and even worked together again. In 2011, Bacharach and David received the prestigious Gershwin Prize for Popular Song from the Library of Congress. David was too sick to attend the ceremony. Accepting the award, Bacharach said, "I feel lonely up here," and called his longtime partner a great lyricist. Hal David died in 2012. Bacharach said it was David's idea to give the song What the World Needs Now to singer Jackie DeShannon. Like so many of their songs, it became a top 10 hit that feels timeless. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world.
Okay, so I have to confess, I did not realize that Burt Bacharach was a Tiny Desk performer. Did you know this?
Chief among his accolades, he is an alum of the Tiny Desk, although there's an asterisk next to it because he was not physically in the building at the Tiny Desk. He did a Tiny Desk concert during the pandemic, part of NPR Music's Tiny Desk Home series, where he joined another powerhouse songwriter, Daniel Tashin, doing a few songs from their recent collaborative EP, Blue Umbrella. And what amazes me is that he was as productive and creative as ever all the way into his 90s.
I mean, it's like you were saying to me earlier, you may not necessarily know that he was behind the song, but when the notes of the song play,
you know
definitely
the song.
Know the song. If you would like to watch that Tiny Desk concert, it is at npr.org/Tiny Desk. Just search for Burt Bacharach.
What the world? For some.